guys just come in and said to David, my wife loves Downton Abbey. David's not in it.
Isn't he? Oh, right. I thought he was quite earlier. Sorry.
No, I'm on the other side. At the same time.
I did enjoy Doctor Who with a big wasp.
He's not in that either.
Well, when he was in it, you know. Yeah. I'm not sure since.
Oh,
so.
My God. I thought he was taking the mic.
Try your best, don't you? Sorry.
Sorry, Eddie. No, when we mentioned it earlier, I was being cool, I guess. And poor Eddie thought I was being genuine. I thought...
But you know, I only watch football on the weekend.
No, so exactly. He's not in that either. Not in that. No, it's all right. It's barely noticed.
It's all right. Fine. It's just got something in my eye. It's all right.
I apologise.
Awkward. My wife loves Downton Abbey. It's the way that Dave McLarty went, oh, right, yeah. No, it's supposed to be good there. Yeah, no. Really likes it. Really. Okay, we're playing a very special edition of I'm a movie, what movie am I? Because he's already done 1 hour, and already on Twitter, 3 out of 10 trending are to do with him.
Zing Zang Zulu.
Zing Zang Zulu, the catchphrase for this breakfast show that David's ridiculously came up with half an hour ago, is trending. As are good morning to all the absolute DT fangirls. And just to name itself, Tennant.
Come on.
It's there. You just got to get the other ones
That's
out
good.
The way.
It's like Sydney. Kylie. You only need the one name now.
Oh, is that the brand?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, David, do you want to plug the phone number?
033-0123-1215.
Look at that. He's getting good at this now. On the line, it couldn't be I'm a movie, what movie am I, without Andrew Bailey. Of course, he's off on paternity leave at the moment. Got a week and a half old little baby girl called Holly. He is up this time of the morning, so we thought he should do something with us. Bells, good morning.
Good morning, Christian. I can only apologise for Eddie. He does sort of unravel a little bit when I'm not around. I'm very sorry.
Yeah, his carer is not with us at the moment. Bells is off looking after him. Hey, Bells, how's the little baby? How's Holly?
Well, she's up and fed this morning. So, yes, she's had the whole house awake for that half an hour or so. So, yeah, we're doing really well, thank you.
Congratulations, Bales.
Thank you, David. Cheers.
That's very good news.
And yeah. Have you been taking the little baby out for the first walks and stuff like that this week?
Yeah, actually, I took her out on her own yesterday. I was unleashed on the world for an hour yesterday. Gave my wife a chance to have a bit of a sleep, so I took her to the park on my own yesterday, which is great, actually. You know, wandering around.
I tell you what you'll find about that, right? If I was ever forcibly made to be single again, I would hire a baby. I reckon you should be able to hire a baby for an hour or two, single men.
Sure.
Because, Bells, I don't know if you found this, it's like a kind of catnip for women. They all want to come over and look at the baby, don't they?
This is what happened to me. I've never in all of my life had so many women stop and talk to me as I did yesterday. I don't know whether it's because I looked completely hopeless and helpless with the child, or whether, you know, they were just curious or whatever. But yeah, loads and loads of people stopped yesterday. So yeah, I highly recommend the child if you are single.
I should be able to rent them out for just an hour or two or something like that.
It's a nice little internet business.
Yeah, I'll go on Dragon's Den with it. Theo, Meaden, I've got the big one. All right, then, let's get our first clue. We should have Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Lisa.
That's right. If I heard something, you're going to be polite enough to say hello back then.
Listen. Well,
what's he doing? Reading a text or something from Downton Abbey producers? I see you as a butler in that, in the second series.
Fingers crossed.
Like a Scottish kind of drunk or something.
All I've got left to hope for.
Yeah.
How are you, Lisa?
I'm absolutely fine, thank you, David.
How's
Worcester
Park this morning?
It's cold and it's dark, but hey.
Where is Worcester Park? In Worcester, presumably.
No, nowhere near. It's actually in...
Just outside, after Kingston, isn't it, on the train
That's
line?
That's right, yeah, between Kingston and Sutton, kind of halfway.
Okay.
In Worcester. Nice. Lost in showbiz. I mean, when you're ferried around in a fleet of cars, you know, you don't know what it all is out there, do you?
I've never been to Worcester Park.
Oh, there you go.
Clearly, my life is lacking.
Pop round, sort out... see Lisa, sorry. Lisa, what's your clue?
Okay, I'm a movie, what movie am I? Mm-hmm. 24 hours on the floor with a pig.
Babe.
Nope.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
Oh, that's how he does it, Downton Abbey style. Lisa, thank you very much for your call. 1 to Eddie. Well done. Very
Straight
good clue.
In there, yeah. Nice.
Who we've got here? Diane, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Zing Zang Zulu.
Zing Zang Zulu, Diane.
Diane, are you really calling in from Massachusetts?
Yes, and I sent you a FedEx this week, Christian.
Wow.
Oh, God, yeah, that happened to Kevin... that happened to Brad Pitt in a movie once, didn't it? And Kevin Spacey. Oh, I'm not picking it up. There's a box with a head in it.
No, there was the head of David Tennant in it, but never mind.
A head?
Well, it was a picture of you that I sent to Christian.
Oh, really?
Oh, they're lovely. Yes. I'd love nothing better.
Nice.
I'll dig that out. Let's stick to the clues, Diane.
Yes, all right.
I'm a movie. What movie am I? I'm in Hollywood, and I've forgotten my A to Z.
Lost. Ellie without a map.
Yes.
Come on.
I never heard of it.
Yeah.
What is
it? Yeah, it's a nice little 1997 movie starring one David Tennant, Esquire.
No.
Yeah. Thank
it.
You very much. Good. What an excellent clue, Diane.
Oh, wow. His first clue is his own movie.
Yeah, nice one.
Oh, that's brilliant. Take us through the plot on that one, then. I'd never heard of that.
I play Richard, who's an undertaker from Bradford, who ends up chasing a girl from LA back home, and it's a sort of fish out of water story. Yeah. Johnny Depp's in it, Vincent Gallo.
Wow, what a great cast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that was 13 years ago.
It was, we shot it in 97, yeah.
Fantastic. Not all the clues have to be from David's movies, but
Although, if you want to. Why not?
Centurions, soon to be another Oscar shortlister, Decoy Bride.
Yeah.
0330 123
1215.
That's it, baby.